Thank you, Ron, for reading our scripture this morning, and everyone for participating and reading Psalm 11 and doing what we are told to do in Ephesians, which is to sing songs and to praise. That is the only worthy response to God's grace. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners or cynicism is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Our scripture lessons for today have a lot in common. Even though they were written hundreds of years apart in different languages, in different cultures, different geopolitical realities, yet their message is identical. Wisdom. Wisdom is the key. It is wisdom that leads to understanding, wisdom that leads to right and just actions. It's wisdom that moves us here in worship to give praise and song to God. It is no surprise that Paul tells the early church, who are living in an evil time, a time of fear and hatred, a time of cultural unrest, Paul says to this faith community in Ephesians chapter 5, live not as unwise people, but wise. Likewise, Psalm 111 comes from our ancient hymn book found in the Old Testament, and it is the first of three subsequent psalms called Hallelujah Psalms because they begin with Praise the Lord. And it says this in verse 10, to honor the Lord is to first be wise. So what is wisdom? What does it mean to be wise? Is it having the right answer, or is it the humility of knowing that there are multiple answers? Is it speaking truth, even when it hurts? But perhaps more pressing for our lives and the world, and what we'll think about this morning is, how does wisdom guide us? A week and a half ago, I went whitewater rafting on the New River in West Virginia with family, which some are present here today. We put on our helmets, our life preservers, we grabbed our paddles, and we carried our raft down to the water. We pushed off from the bank, and then our river guide had us practice some basic maneuvers for our trip. Now, what was different about this river than the one I had previously been on is that the previous river did not have a Class 5 rapid. This one did. This one required attentiveness and focus, and I would be lying if I said I wasn't just a little bit nervous and worried about the trip. So we listened to our river guide as he explained the different strokes and the different commands we would be using. Growing up on white water, he had the wisdom to read the water, to see the current, and better yet, the wisdom to know the correct strokes to get through the rapids. And he began by saying, sit ready. And we all stood up straight. Then forward three, backward two, left back, right back. And then throughout the day, we continued to do this even in between rapids just so we would stay crisp and ready. And our guide assured us that these maneuvers were tested and true, and if we followed them, we would safely make it down the river. The wisdom tradition found in Scripture is about knowing the right strokes, knowing the many maneuvers or works of God, the tried and tested ways God has guided God's people through Class 5 rapids. Wisdom is defined as simply knowing God. In this tradition, there are fools and there are wise. And according to Psalm 14, fools say in their hearts, there is no God, which is then proven because their actions are often corrupt and do not benefit the community, the whole. The psalm continues describing a God who looks upon humanity for the wise, which are those who seek a more intimate relationship with God. The wise retell the stories of God, stories of redemption and liberation and salvation. And Psalm 111 that we all sang a reflection to is a perfect example of that song that recalls an event where God made God's self known. And that event was the exodus from Egyptian domination to the promised land. It recalls a God that provided nourishment in the wilderness, a God who is attentive to God's relationship with God's creation, a God who is trustworthy, a God who is gracious and merciful. And in singing this song, this psalm from 111, they knew the ways that God had maneuvered the Israelites before. And through this worship, they are coming to understand that this God, too, was at work in their own time and within their own lives. This is not about history. It is not for knowing just for knowing's sake or trying to look more intelligent or pious. The wisdom of our faith stories is that it transcends time and space to provide comfort and assurance and a certainty that God is somehow, in some way, active and present this very day at this very time. This is why in the UCC, we like to say that God is still speaking. The Bible has not revealed God once and for all, but it is a tool for us to see God's story that is still being written today. We are a part of that story that is unfolding, and the wise, those who know God, know it, and they seek it. In fact, they thirst after it, trying to find the new ways God is showing up in their lives. And with this collective wisdom, the wisdom of our ancestors, our neighbors, our own experiences, the wise can, in fact, face Class 5 rapids, which in our lives comes through in pain and loss and suffering. Even in joy and in jealousy and in addiction, knowing God is the one that guides us toward what we need. Like the Ephesians, we are living through a time where wisdom is in short supply, even amongst Christians. Paul warns us, just as he warned the early church, to be careful how you live. Live not as unwise people, but wise. In other words, our wisdom, our depth of understanding God's will is through our actions, the way we live our lives, the way we treat our neighbor, the way we care for those closest to us, the way we tend to our environment, the way we respond to a global pandemic, the ways we secure safety and dignity with those forced to the margins. Yes, our actions and inaction demonstrate our understanding of God's will. And looking out at the world, at the preventable suffering, the exclusion of so many, it is clear that we urgently need wisdom because we are in a time of white water. While COVID-19 surges in our country to 125,000 cases a day, and while some 90 million people continue to refuse the vaccine, not because of health reasons, but the self-absorbed ideas of personal freedom, we witness the foolishness of governors who ban masks which are necessary for others to live. As forest fires rage and air pollution increases and ocean waters rise, we continue to drill for more and more oil just so we don't pay as much at the pump. And today, there are nearly 73 million children in our country living in poverty, 71% of them being children of color, and on, we must ask ourselves, are we living wise or are we living unwise? Are we contributing, ignoring, or helping? Are we listening to the God still speaking voice that's telling us to sit down and forward, backwards? Or are we attempting the rapids of our lives, disregarding all wisdom? There's an old joke that goes like this. A storm descends on a small town, and the downpour soon turns into a flood. As the waters rise, the local preacher kneels in prayer on the church porch, surrounded by water. By and by, one of the townsfolk comes up the street in a canoe. "Better get in, preacher. The waters are rising." "No," says the preacher. "I have faith in the Lord. God will save me." Still, the waters rise. Now the preacher is on the balcony. You can just picture me out there, right? On the balcony, lifting his hands in prayer, when another person zips up in a motorboat. "Come on, preacher, we need to get you out of here. The levee's going to break any minute now." And once again, the preacher is unmoved. "I shall remain. The Lord will see me through." But after a while, the levee does break, and the flood rushes over the church until only the steeple remains above the water, and the preacher is up there clinging to the cross when a helicopter descends out of the clouds, and a state trooper calls down to him through the megaphone and says, "Grab the ladder, preacher. This is your last chance." But once again, the preacher insists the Lord will deliver him. And predictably, he drowns. Now, the preacher goes to heaven, and after a while, he gets his interview with God. And he asks, "Lord, I had unwavering faith in you. Why didn't you deliver me from the flood?" God just shakes God's head. "What did you want me to do? You were foolish. I sent you two boats and a helicopter." We all have things that we're going through. Every single one of us has obstacles, anxieties, and worries. We have all felt the pain and suffering of loss, if not right now, then at some point on our journey downriver. We have all at some point believed foolishly, "I can do this by myself, and God has no real power here." The wise, however, know God. They trust God's guiding presence and know there is a way through. The wise are able to discern God's mysterious presence, paddling a canoe, driving a motorboat, or a helicopter. The wise understand that the Creator of life and breath has indeed given us life-saving instructions, face coverings and vaccines, and devoted doctors that can steer us through a pandemic. The wise understand that homelessness and food insecurity is not about enough resources, but the ways we get it to those who need it. And the wise know that scientists have already solved the climate crisis with clean energy and sustainable living, but it falls on us being willing to change. The wise can see God's love and compassion, justice and mercy through everyone they meet. When we have wisdom to understand God's love, compassion, justice, and mercy, we will always and forever have a spark of hope that no matter what challenges we are going through right now, God will see us through. And so we're led back to the only response worthy of such graciousness. "Great, great, great are the works of God." Our praise is a sign of our wisdom. Our praise that moves us to join God's work in the world is a sign of wisdom. So live wise, know God, and have hope. And thanks be to God. Amen.